Lots of performances, lots of pomp and circumstance. I tweeted this, and I wondered, I can't... I was talking to an American friend yesterday, and they're like, so what's the Canadian one like?
Yeah.
Oh, like, Inauguration Day.
Great question.
I'm like, I think they just show up to work. Like, I don't... Yeah.
They punch in, and then they punch out.
I don't know what we do. Now, apparently, according to somebody who responded to me, they were like, well, there's like a swearing-in ceremony, and there's some speeches.
Yeah, it's a small ceremony, though.
Never seen it. Yeah. There's no parade, I don't think. Is there?
Not that
Anyways, aware. It all seems a bit ridiculous, but it's all very American, because Americans like to stunt, right? Now, J-Lo. Oh. Got to sing. She looked amazing.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny that her and Alex Rodriguez were there.
It was very bizarre to see A-Rod in the, in like,
it's not
there's the scenes there. Where there's a bunch of politicians and incredibly, like, air quotes, important people.
Yeah. And then there's A-Rod. Guys, I hit a bunch of home runs once. Jennifer Lopez, you can understand why she was there. She sang This Land Is Your Land. But she snipped in a little kind of fun thing that I think you're going to like. So have a listen. Now, if you don't get this, that's okay. Because it's a song.
This land was made for you.
When we were all much younger, J-Lo put out a song called Let's Get Loud.
And it was so good. Hey, 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 hey,
I know you know this song. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Jax is moving in the studio. This song,
it's like she can't help it.
It's so good.
This song is every Zumba class ever.
Yes.
But yeah, so I feel like, okay, This Land Is Your Land. Okay, it's a nice song.
Yeah.
But why didn't she just do this?
Imagine she like kicked over the mic stand and then broke right into Let's Get Loud.
That would be amazing. Like
dancers come down, there's confetti.
Like,
But the confetti's red, white, and blue because it's
got to be. Of course, it's got to be married. But the thing is that like we use these old songs that it's like, okay, like I understand the Woody Guthrie thing, I get it. But if you were to ask most people want to hear this.
If J-Lo's going to perform, like, play the hits, girl.
Yeah.
Like, play
you don't need
hits.
The national anthem. No. Just play Let's Get Loud.
A-Rod's going to support you regardless.
Yeah.
He seems to be the weirdly most supportive person on
the
planet. Yeah. Damn, A-Rod, I'm weird.
He's a weird dude.
Jam Jacks on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think if you sign up to be a politician, you sign up to be memed, right? And if you've made it to that point, it means you're pretty popular.
Yeah.
Like, in what world are we focused on Doug Ford as a meme? Other than this one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a good point.
Like, he was obviously somebody we knew here in Toronto pretty well.
Yes.
He was part of city council for a long time, whatever. And you know, you imagine when you're younger, it's like, well, it's the illustrious office of Premier of Ontario.
Yeah.
Now we don't really look at it in that way.
Yeah.
But you know, Doug Ford's kind of come to the forefront as like, he's a pretty big figure right now, you know? So.
He's someone we had to get pretty familiar with over the last year or so.
And Doug Ford's French is about as good as mine, which is awful. Now, he was given a speech a couple weeks ago asking us all to stay home.
Yeah.
And this is when things got super serious. We got up over like, 3,000 cases a day or whatever.
Yeah, we got there talking.
And he decided to drop a little bit of French into his speech, but he had to, I want to preface this by saying he had to look down and read it just to make sure he was getting it right. Have a listen.
Your question, should I go out? You got the answer. Stay home. Restay à la maison.
Now, for some reason, it's become an internet meme. So there's memes popping up everywhere, including this remix.
Folks, there is no confusion here. It's very
remix. I feel like this song's gonna be something they play at the clubs, like just for fun. You know, DJ's always putting like spice tracks.
Kind of slaps.
It's pretty good, right?
It's like the same beat as like Running Through the Six with My Woes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it sounds very similar to that. Yeah.
Now, if you're Doug Ford, are you? I'm sure he's aware. Are you? Do you like these? Or do you not understand these? Because there's, different generations.
I don't think he understands.
Are you complimented by these? Like, how do you think he feels?
I don't think he should be complimented by many of the memes that are going on the internet.
The French one is not like, a lot complimentary.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think he cares very much because every week he's saying something soundbitey that does get turned into a meme.
Yeah,
right.
True. Maybe he's leaning into it. He's like, this is how I create. Right. I'm a content creator now.
Yeah.
This is me. This is me now.
Doug Ford, content creator. Well, maybe that's the after this this whole like premiership thing's done, maybe he's a TikTok guy.
I don't want that.
I would follow.
No,
TJ. If it's something like this, I'm in.
No.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How about a little good news? Let's talk patio season.
Oh, yes, please.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I can imagine. And Toronto's already talking about patio season, which is amazing.
What?
John Tory. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's the mayor. Considered by the city's executive committee on January 27th, Cafe Tio would be brought back. And here's the deal.
Amazing.
It'd be brought back by May 1st.
Well,
because normally it's like, well, patio season starts whenever it gets hot. Yeah. You have a couple of days in April that are like up over 20 degrees and then it goes back to like zero. But what they're saying is because obviously we've all adapted and a lot of patios for the restaurants that thankfully are still with us, they've built these coverings.
Yeah. And they've invested in a lot of like heat lamps and structure for it. Yeah.
So it's like, why not use them? So they're saying as early as May, we could be looking at a full like all the way to the curb. Remember they were all built, some of them built onto the street, that sort of thing. Bringing all that back for May, which would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. You know, I think a big problem that we've all had with the lockdown is there hasn't been a lot the lights at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't really given us a lot to look forward to. At least this is something.
Yes.
Right? You go, oh, May 1st, something good.
Yeah. Now.
I'm sure, that's 4 months away.
Let's not talk about that.
That's not true.
May 1st?
True. It's 3 months away.
No, it's not.
May 1st?
It's not 3 months away.
Three, yeah.
February, it's March, April, May.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I like my answer.
Well, it is, but like I see what you're saying, but it's sort of like,
you know what? In 3 months, it'll be a few days away, you know?
Yeah, okay. There it is.
Look, see, well, like there's...
That is a spin.
Yeah, listen, Jax, you should be a politician eventually.
Jeez.
I don't want to be.
I do think it is. You got to have something to look forward to. And I think we could kind of remember last year, March, when everything kicked off in March, how quickly... And it felt slow, but then it feels quick afterwards. Afterwards, you're like, what happened to that time?
Yeah.
So if we could just get through that little bit of a, I don't know, is it 8 weeks? Is it 10 weeks? If we can get through that, I think we'll be okay.
I'm not going to add my math input into this because you guys don't like it. This is okay.
Jack's like anywhere between 6 weeks and 4 years.
Yeah.
It's exciting though. And you know what? February's short. Like things are happening, boys.
That's true.
Things are happening.
Well, hey, listen, it's light past 5 o'clock these days.
Hey.
Happy with that.
Look at us, huh?
Yeah, I know. Really looking forward in the world.
What's trending right now?
Well, Charlie Puth was wrong. Drake's new album did not come out today. In fact, he announced it's going to be delayed for, I don't know, like the 50th time. Certified Lover Boy not coming out this month as Drake has been working on rehabbing his knee after surgery and getting healthy, saying, I'm blessed to be back on my feet, feeling great and focused on the album, but CLB will not be dropping in January. I'm looking forward to sharing with you all in 2021. At least it's coming out this year.
I bet it comes out in the fall.
Yeah?
September.
Be about a year and a bit delayed at that point.
Yeah, and you know what? Who cares, right? Yeah. Aren't we all a little year and a bit delayed? Like, think about it.
I'm not going to speak on this topic because I have been wrong every single time. I predict when it comes out and I keep disappointing myself, so I'll shut up.
So just in case you're looking for the timeline of like when we all thought this was going to be out, everybody was thinking in the spring last year for like a very brief period of time, and then he said it was the summer, and then the summer came and went, and then we knew, okay, January. January is the month. That's what's going to happen. There was rumors from one of his producers that it was going to be the 29th of January, 28th, 29th, and next Friday, basically.
Yeah.
And then earlier this week, Charlie Puth tweeted out that it was going to be today in a tweet that has since been deleted. So it doesn't sound like anybody, apparently Drake included, there's no one that's coming out, but it's not for the best. It's Drake. It's going to be good anyway. Would you watch a pandemic-themed movie? Because there's one about to come out with Anne Hathaway. And some people don't like Anne Hathaway. And
by her real name.
Pardon me. Annie Hathaway.
As she's clarified for the first time ever this week. Yeah.
For some reason, people really don't like Annie Hathaway. I've never understood it, but whatever.
Teach their own.
So it stars Chiwetel Ejiofor and Anne Hathaway playing Paxton and Lyndon, a partnered but unmarried couple of 10 years who had made the decision to uncouple just before the lockdown.
Oh.
And now, unhappily, cohabitating and are stuck in a row house driving each other.
This sounds terrible.
Nuts. This sounds like 90% of relationships right now.
This sounds like my divorce.
Yeah.
It's what happened.
No, it's true. Yeah.
It's what happened.
Annie Hathaway?
No, I did not divorce. No, that actually happened. We lived in a row house.
Yeah.
We were cohabitating. Actually, when we were broadcasting Yeah. And my ex and I are on great terms. Like, there's no issue there. But it was one of those, like, we broke up right before, and then you guys all had to pile into the house.
It was awesome.
In Ross Park.
I would be like, so what happened? Yeah, let's talk.
And we had to broadcast there in the mornings because we were trying to be socially distanced.
Yeah, no,
remember?
April was really comfortable.
Oh, yeah. You know what we all love? April.
Yeah.
So literally, do I want to watch a movie about how my divorce went?
No.
Not interested.
But it has Annie Hathaway.
No, thanks.
You guys are too hard on Annie Hathaway.
Stop.
So we know that Joe Exotic did not get pardoned, but Joe Exotic put out a statement about not being pardoned by Trump because Joe just will not go silently into that good night, saying, quote, "I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump." He wrote this on Twitter.
Don't you dare, Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I know. Really.
"I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post. Boy, were we all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice? His corrupt friends all come first."
I have an answer for that. Were we stupid? Were you stupid?
Yeah.
None of them ever believed in social justice. And by the way, Joe, you don't deserve it. Yeah. You're a monster.
He's
22 years in prison for not just a murder for hire plot, which, okay, if there's any part of his prison sentence that you're like, that's questionable. Make a questionable argument.
Sure.
But then there's all of the animal abuse charges.
17 counts of animal abuse. Yeah, I think you're going to stay there, man.
No, we'll stay there forever.
But no, guys, it's Donald Trump's fault. That's what you're forgetting.
Yeah. Too gay.
Yeah, that's
right.
Problem.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
that's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, how about living rent-free in 2021? We'd like to make that happen for you next on 99.9 Virgin Radio, even if you live in a row house.
I might be bad.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Doug Ford is a meme, and we played this a little bit earlier, but this is Doug Ford from a couple of weeks ago. His French is as good as my French, and it's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. My French is terrible as well. I can't. Yeah. Now, he had to read this, but this à la maison line has become a meme. Have a listen.
If your question is, should I go out? You got the answer. Stay home.
Hang on. Oh. Hey, one more time here.
She's tired, the old girl computer.
You got the answer. Stay home. Restay à la maison.
Now,
à la maison.
People have made remixes out of this.
Folks, there is no confusion here. It's very
remix. Shout out to Sino Sound in Ottawa for putting this on their Instagram page. Now, we were speculating about whether Doug Ford had seen any of this, knows about any of this, feels like, this is funny or whatever. Well, Doug Ford released a video not 50 minutes ago.
Okay.
And he said, no matter what language you speak, or in my case, try to speak, all of us need to stay home. Stay home, stay safe, save lives. And he put this video out. Are you ready?
Does he start singing?
What did he do?
He does it in multiple different languages.
Oh, okay.
This should be delightful.
Okay.
Hi, folks. There's one thing that's uniting all of us in Ontario. And that is, stay at home. Restez à la maison. Taizai jolly. Low fun. Hi, okay. Stare e casa.
Doug.
Corre roll. Cadete an casa. Shalik fi alabate. Manatili sabahai. Garme rahir. Fika in casa. Blibes you haza. Dar hane be manid. Proshen zestencha domo. Bertil hiringal. Asta vice domo.
Still going.
Seen Chibe iso. Garpar raho. Katse spiti. Sa le shai tizya doma. Evde kalin.
Now, okay. All right. So we've got a lot of people who listen, especially in Toronto. A lot of people who are bilingual.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
or from a different country.
Multilingual. Like,
for sure.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
If you heard other than French, because French is cheating, okay? À la maison, we already know. If you heard your language in there that you know, so it might be your family's background, it might be yours, and you can identify him saying it, because I've got the full list of the languages that he spoke, call us right now at 416-872-9999 or text us at 999999 to text. I want to see if anybody actually recognizes their home language in that.
I also love how every language he spoke, he did it in the Doug Ford kind of cadence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Restez à la maison.
Yes. So I want to know if anybody could actually recognize theirs, because there's some...
Oh, there's some text coming in.
It's Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa. This is Prisoner. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax. Virgin Mornings, Virgin Radio.
It's Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Doug Ford is an internet meme because of this moment. I'm just playing it for you here so you can hear it.
Doug.
Not the answer. Stay home. Restay a la maison.
Now, that's been made into an internet meme because he had to actually read stay a la maison from a piece of paper. Like, how do I say that in French? Yeah. Anyway, he put out a video about an hour ago on his Twitter account with all, like, a ton of different languages that you would find here in Ontario. And we played it for you, and we wanted to know if you heard your native language in there and how Doug Ford did interpreting it, saying stay at home, because he says stay at home in probably 15 different languages. So we're going to start with you, Tiffany. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. So you said that Doug Ford does a really good version of stay at home in what language?
In Portuguese.
All right. Let's play his version.
Fica em casa. Bye.
So how does Fica em casa, how does this supposed to be said?
So it's supposed to be said Fica em casa, which is exactly how he said it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So he's one for one.
Fica em casa.
All right.
And you see, it's the Doug Ford
stay home.
Roller coaster of speech.
Up and down. Up and down is how he speaks. Hey, Tiffany, thanks for the call.
No problem. Have a good day.
Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, all right. So you say Doug Ford does a really good version of what language?
Tagalog, which is Filipino in the Philippines.
Okay, incredible. All right. So here's how he says stay at home.
Manatili sa bahay.
All right, now.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to say it?
Manatili sa bahay.
Okay, all right. Let's not
less sexy when Doug says it.
Manatili sa bahay.
Okay, all right.
Not bad, actually.
Not bad. Okay, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
I give Doug 6.5 lectures out of 10 on that one.
That's not bad. Producer Jesse, who's our next person we're queuing up?
Mike on 3.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the language that you know is Polish. So,
that's correct.
So here's Doug Ford saying stay at home in Polish.
Proszę zostańcie w domu.
Polish is a tough language.
Yeah, it is.
How did he do?
He did all right, actually.
Okay.
Okay. So how was it supposed to sound?
Proszę
zostać w domu. Oh,
yeah. Proszę zostańcie w domu.
Yeah, no.
No, not on that one, buddy.
All right. Listen, man, we'll give him that. We'll give him that. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Raj?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So Doug Ford said, stay at home, also in Hindi. Here's how it sounds.
Garpar Rahul.
So,
Doug.
Oh, no, Doug.
Raj, how do you do?
Hey, you can make it out, right? The guy made an effort.
Okay. So how is it supposed to sound,
you're
though, Raj?
Nice person, Raj.
Well, Hindi, I don't know, like Punjabi, it would be Karroho, right?
Okay.
So it's pretty close.
So, Garpar Rahul.
You're a very kind person.
Raj, I would say Doug's in the arena, but not necessarily there, you know?
He might be in the lineup outside the arena.
Coming on Virgin Radio.
You're going to hate this sentence. There is a country in the world that has decided influencers should be among the first people vaccinated. Like, we're talking up there with frontline workers.
Like, I just...
You hate it.
Yeah, I hate it.
We actually got a text message. We have listeners everywhere. It's crazy. So we got this one from New Brunswick. Influencers are first. Influencers or any type of celebrity should not be on the top of the list. My mom is a vice principal and my aunt is a teacher and they're at the bottom of the list. But sure, let's make sure YouTubers making cake videos in their homes are safe. And you're fair, right? Now, the country in question, I'm not even going to tell you what it is. Country in question has had a massive outbreak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Massive outbreak. Potentially the biggest in their region. Almost 900,000 cases of COVID, right?
Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But they also have an issue in this country with vaccinations in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
People don't believe vaccines work because there's been that, you know, widespread nonsense about vaccines, you know, the whole bunch of misinformation. Yeah.
If you get vaccinated, then you're part of the 5G network.
Yeah, 100%.
You're now not a cell phone tower.
Yeah, 100%. So they've got a major problem in this country. So their idea is, okay, we know that our influencers are particularly, you know, influential people. If they are seen to get these vaccines, we think it will really, really help. Now, the country is Indonesia. like I said, 869,000 cases, 25,000 deaths, and it's a Muslim majority nation. And there's a major concern there about whether the vaccines are halal or not. Mm. And so that is also part of it. Like when you get to, because there is a lot of misinformation floating around on the internet in Southeast Asia about this. Apparently, I didn't know this. They're saying, listen, this is, their health minister's like, we need to get people out there being seen to get this vaccine. Mm-hmm. And if that means influencers, that means influencers. That means that other people will sign up for it. So
because influencers are trusted there, right? Like that's a
they
trusted
are. And they're, well, they're trusted here too, right? Like it's sometimes,
I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes they shouldn't be. Like, you know, but so the question is now, like when I initially said influencers are front of the line, you said bad idea, obviously. What do you think now?
Understandable idea. Not good idea, but understandable idea.
I think it's a good idea. If you know what, whatever works to get this vaccine going. Yeah. Okay. Like whatever works.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm interested to see what the texts say too, because there were some fiery texts.
Oh yes, there was.
Some very upset and understandably so people. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Dua Lipa.
Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance.
It's when it Virgin comes. Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The internet has been sparked off by a debate about how you shower. Because apparently you might be doing it wrong, and you could have been doing it wrong your whole life. There is a right way and there is a wrong way. And producer Jesse, please explain.
Yeah. So a woman named Alice tried to teach the world that you should be showering with your back facing the shower head.
Yeah. Absolutely, you should.
So it's apparently better for your face because you don't have the constant spray of water on your face, and you don't want all of that stuff on your skin. So if you're gonna have this constant stream of water, powerful jets on your body, you want it on your back.
No,
you don't want it on your. Does it damage your face? Does it do anything on your face?
You don't want the every single day if you're taking a shower. You don't want all that water on you. Oh, so you want to. You want the shower head to face your back. So that is the correct way.
She's 100%
to take a shower.
Correct.
Okay. Now, there are people that are disputing this.
Yeah.
That are very upset about this.
Yeah, well, some people are pronouncing this stuff and they'll die on that hill.
No. Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, okay, so, Jax, you're obvious. Are you a friend facer or are you a
friend
back
facer? Friend facer. Face it, like, yeah.
So you're a friend facer.
Give me that water.
Tell us why.
Give me that water.
Give me that water.
Give me that water. Because, A, it wakes you up having, like, you know, the shower faucet in your head. And I don't like facing... Like, if I picture myself facing the other way, I'm cold. You know what I mean?
Why?
What did you say this morning specifically when you heard this?
Don't be shy.
I said, I shower face to the faucet because if my back's to the faucet, my boobs get cold. It's true. Like, you know, I have large breasts and, like, they're out there and I don't want them any further out there. They're going to get cold. No, I need the hot water on my boobs. I do.
Okay. Yeah. So I just, like, I didn't really have a strong opinion on this before this morning, but I definitely like showering with my back towards the shower because I find if I'm cold, the warm on my back warms up the rest of my body.
No.
If my back is warm, the rest of my body can be warm. My back is cold, it cannot.
I have several reasons why showering with your back to the shower head is superior. Number one, the dirtiest parts of you are at the back.
That's true.
I don't know about
that needs the constant stream of water.
Yeah, no, he's right.
I'm right. Number two, the jets don't get in your face. Number three, it makes you less susceptible to intruders. Because I don't trust anyone ever.
You ever in the shower and you just hear that noise from the outside
room?
You're
like,
what is it?
Of course it would end this way.
The thief is here. He's finally come for me.
The one thing, Jax, like, TJ is lying in the sand. Yeah. It's going to be this way.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I can see. The one thing I can't see about the way that you shower is, and I've got a bad neck, so maybe this is why, but like when you want to get your face out of the water jet, like you have to kind of like lean your neck to the side or tilt back or whatever.
Face in it, get it in my eyes. It's like,
really?
Yes.
You can't see anything.
It doesn't matter. No, it feels like you need to warm up your face. I can't even imagine. Like I love you, but no.
The warmest part of your body is the back of your neck. So in theory, if the water hitting your neck, well,
is it?
Yeah, that's why when a snake goes on you, it always goes for your neck because it's the warmest part of your body.
TJ,
I swear, I learned this in an assembly in like the fourth grade.
Okay, well there you go.
Yeah. If Bill Nye the Science Guy is listening, please text in the 999
You have a day of having boobs, and then you tell me how to shower.
Now, okay. So we've got a text message here. TJ has valid arguments, but Jax, I understand the whole boob thing.
Yes, he can't just win an argument based on boobs.
Stacey from Toronto, I've showered with my back my whole life, and I didn't even think about it. All right, so here's what we're going to do, okay? And this is what we normally do.
Virgin Mornings.
Here's another scientific survey.
We are going to take the next five calls and texts. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. The next five will determine the correct answer. Meaning, we got to get three one way or three the other at least. Yeah. So what do? Do you shower with your back to the faucet or your friend to the faucet, and tell us why it is the most correct way to do it. Be passionate about it. Yeah. Get us into this as TJ and Jax are. I'm like, man, I just want to be warm. Jax is like, my boobs!
You don't know what it's like.
It's Virgin Radio.
You put me in.
No one can. Every Juancho. Maluma, baby.
Virgin Mornings.
Here's another scientific survey.
Apparently, there is a right way and a wrong way to shower. Front or back facing, what is your predominant side? Producer Jesse, the story comes from somebody who kind of lit a fire on the internet, right?
Yeah, a Twitter user named Alice said that the only correct way to shower is facing the shower head with the front of your... not facing the shower head, because you don't want all of that water on the front of your body constantly.
Now, the way a scientific survey works is we take the first five calls and texts that we get, just the first five, and we got a billion thank you for your text messages and calls. And I want to take a temperature of the room here because I believe we're split. Producer Jesse, you are.
I'm front because my head is above the shower head.
Oh, because
so
you're tall.
Sprays the bottom lower half of my body.
Expect the tall. Okay, fair enough. Jax, you are.
I am front facing because if I go to the back, my boobs get cold.
Okay, and Jack, TJ and I are back facing because we're correct. Now, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Caitlin, are you front or back facing with the faucet?
I shower to the back, but then I also can comment on Jack's comment about how the boobs get cold.
Right, okay.
So, but then also my boyfriend, he showers towards the front.
Yeah.
But then the doctor told him to stop doing that because he has really bad acne. And he was constantly washing his face, so that's what caused a lot of the acne.
Your face causes the acne.
Yeah,
so he was washing it too much, the constant flow of water on his face.
Oh, man, I wish somebody had told me that in my teen years. So many more dates.
Also, I'd like to add to the argument that your boobs get cold, Jax, is guys also have something in the front that they have to worry about getting cold. And it doesn't bother me.
Well, significantly smaller, at least in my case. all right, let's take the next call. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. I love your guys' show.
Thank you. We love you.
Thanks for listening.
Good morning, Virgin Radio. Your name?
Hello. Hi, it's Edna.
Edna. It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack. So, do you shower front or do you shower back?
Can I just say, now this conversation is mind-blowing. Okay, up until now, didn't think of it. It was a no-brainer. Shower front.
Yeah.
Because if the water temperature, if something drastically changes, you want like a quick reaction time. If you have your back towards it, it's
step forward. Exactly. Yeah. I'm with you, TJ. See, here's the thing. If the water temperature is boiling hot, then your face is in the water.
Do you want your boobs cold or your boobs burned?
You can like duck around it. If it's the back, it's like
if it's the back, you run away from it.
Edna,
like it's a tiger.
Yeah. Edna, it's okay to be right. Okay, Edna. It's okay to be right. I love you.
Edna, we love you regardless of your poor opinions.
Okay.
Thanks, Edna.
Ciao.
And then Andrew on line one.
Andrew, it's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. Are you a front or a back facing showerer? Sorry, man.
In all realisticness, I prefer facing with my face to the shower.
Yes, baby.
Mainly because I can get water on all parts of my body while doing that. I can just like put my head down and I'm not getting water splashed in my face.
Yeah.
But I want to preface this with, who is not turning around constantly in the shower watching all of them?
Well, we're talking about and we're talking about your predominant right? It's not like you don't, like I'm right-handed. I use my left hand to do things, but I'm a right-handed person.
No, I like to think that TJ is just incredibly dirty in the front.
I've never washed the front of my body.
My front is tanned and my back is just white.
No, I'm for sure front.
All right, Andrew. So, okay, we are 2 votes to 1 facing front. So Jax is up with producer Jesse.
Interesting.
Last couple of text messages before we make the final decision on the correct answer. TJ.
From the 289, I shower with my back to the faucet. This way, I don't dry out my face too much from hot water hitting it constantly. Also, I can breathe without the water in my face and see what the hell I'm doing in there.
Okay, so we're now tied.
From the 905. Oh. Lady with boobs here.
Uh-huh.
I can confirm that my boobs don't get chilly. Back to the faucet so you can actually have a shower and know what you're doing. I'm not standing under my waterfall shower head to literally act like I'm standing under a waterfall and drowning myself. I only face the faucet when the song that's on gives me a Dance in the Rain type vibe. That's some serious thought out answer.
So that means that back facing wins this scientific survey. Who thought that chili boobs would be the difference maker?
Yeah.
Man, you didn't see that coming, did you? Always come into it, don't they? Somehow or another.
Jax is upset that she didn't win this one.
My arms are crossed across my boobs. She got the brown
eyes. Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Oh, boy. Drake's new album, Certified Lover Boy, is once again delayed for the 100th time. CLB will not be coming this month, as previously reported, although it's for a pretty good reason. Drake said he's been working on knee rehab and getting healthy. Of course, he had surgery not too long ago. Says, I'm blessed to be back on my feet, feeling great, focused on the album, but CLB won't be dropping in January. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you all in 2021. Now, if you want the timeline of this, it was supposed to come out potentially last spring, and then it was the summer, and then it was pushed back to January, and now here we are. But his health is the biggest concern, so as long as he's feeling better, we can wait on the album. Would you watch a pandemic-themed movie? I'm assuming we're all not pandemicked out just about yet, so why not? There's one coming out with Annie Hathaway and Choatel Ejiofor. They will play Paxton and Linda, a partnered but unmarried couple of 10 years who made the decision to uncouple just before the lockdown order came down, and now unhappily are cohabitating and are stuck in a row house together, a row house, driving each other a bit nuts.
Jax is laughing at me because this was literally my life during the first pandemic. Yeah. My ex and I decided to split right
and
before
then lived together for months.
We had to in the lockdown. Like we had a house and then here was the fun part. So when we had to pull out of work, the entire show came over to my house in the first few weeks to broadcast out of my living room.
Yeah.
And so it was me.
It was awesome.
My little daughter, my ex-wife, and then the morning show in a row.
We'd be like, hey, how you guys doing today, huh?
So to answer your question, TJ, would I watch a movie about this? Yeah. No, I've seen
You don't
want to
watch the documentary on your left?
I'm just going to say,
yes. Annie Hathaway's in it, man.
The whole family was there for the fresh divorce, weren't we?
Right, yeah. 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 Oh man, the kids are always involved, aren't they? For goodness sakes, it was fine. We're on good terms. It's all good.
Yeah, Jackson and I loved it. It's going to get really cold this weekend. They're saying it's going to be the coldest it's been this season. Feeling colder than mine. It's going to be minus 10, feeling much, much colder than that. Might see some flurries as well. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
That's what's trending. He is TJ.
I sure am.
Don't you forget it.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So let's talk about patio season, because why not? It's January 21st.
Yeah.
Actually, officially, as of today, Jax, what are we 2 months away from?
We are 2 months away from spring.
So we are a third of the way through official winter.
It's good times, guys.
I could spend 1,000 years on this earth and I will never be as optimistic as you are.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's true.
And
you know what? That's why we love you, Jax.
It's called desperation.
So there's a committee meeting on January 27th about expanding the Cafe TO program. And they're saying that it could be back to the curbside by like the 1st of May.
Mwah.
And assuming that everything goes well, even with the delays that we've had with the vaccine, chances are that stuff could be open.
Yeah.
Now, May doesn't seem like that far away, but May is the fifth month of the year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, your resolutions are long behind you when May starts.
I'm excited about it, but I also feel like, man, can't they start at April 1st?
Yeah. And you know what?
Oh, you guys are going to hate my own tune.
Here we go.
Hold down the music.
But you know what? Maybe they could. Because we... Stop.
Let's go.
So a lot of restaurants, of course, back in the fall bought, you know, patio heaters and a lot of like coverings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So maybe if the numbers suddenly go drastically down, we could have patio season in March or April.
And maybe if I grow wings, I can sell my car.
You know what? I'm with you on this, Jax. We are locking down for a reason to bring those numbers down, right?
And so like if they're like, all right, restaurants open next week, like restaurants are open to, you know, doing that.
Okay. I remember last summer, John Tory was like, okay, if it was a perfect world and you were on a patio,
yeah,
I would have you eat and then like put your mask back on after you're done eating. Or, and he said put your mask on between bites, which is a bit silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, if I, if for me to get to a patio and have a beer with a friend means that I have to wear the mask at every other point other than eating.
Yeah.
I am in. In fact, I will put that mask on between bites. Right? I'll even flip my mask up on my nose and bite and then pull it back down again like a garage door.
I don't care.
You know what? You're not wrong because I got to miss out on one of the best times to be in pubs or on a patio or whatever it may be, which is around Christmas when the lights are up and it's cold outside and it's snowing and you're warm and you got a beer and you're eating wings in a pub.
You know what's better than
that? Now I'm desperate.
The summer. What?
No. The summer would mean he has to go outside.
Yeah. There's nothing for me out there.
You do have that cool chair, though, man. Yeah. You can always bring that back.
Oh, yeah, the chair. It lives.
Find a ways to
TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Would it upset you if I came on this show and said, I think influencers should be among the first people in Canada vaccinated for the COVID-19, against COVID-19?
Yes. I think you should say that statement and just wait like 5 seconds for all the texts.
Okay.
All right. Angry.
Do it.
Influencers should be among the first people vaccinated for COVID-19.
Start the counter at 5, 4,
okay,
3.
How are we doing?
2. Frig off, Adam.
Well, and I don't blame you for that. But, you know, when you consider the importance to society that our actual frontline workers have versus influencers, there's a big difference on the list of importance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, there is a country that is putting influencers at the top of the list. I won't tell you the country, but I'll tell you what's going on. This country has had a massive outbreak of cases, over 900,000. One of the greatest in their region in terms of COVID cases. Not a good thing to have. And one of the other things this country has that's kind of not working in their favor is non-trusting of vaccinations in general. They don't love vaccines.
Okay. There's a lot of misinformation being spread 100%. In general, and that's why it's perpetuating that.
And like
every time
we talk about vaccines on the air, the COVID vaccine here, we'll get somebody who texts us in cap lock. It's always in caps lock. Yeah. And they're like, do your own research.
Yeah. My body, my choice.
No, listen, no one's forcing it on you, man. Like, do your thing.
Yeah.
But the reality is, if a country is like that on a mass scale, it presents a major issue.
Sure does.
So Indonesia has put influencers at the top of their list to be vaccinated for a couple of reasons. First off, a lot of people are, you know, like I said, not trusting vaccines. Second, it's one of the world's biggest Muslim majority countries. Actually, it is the world's biggest Muslim majority nation. So there's a lot of questions about whether these are halal or not.
And that's a very valid concern. That's a very valid question, yeah.
Religiously, it's super important. Yeah. Okay. So, one of the things that they're doing is they want to show influential people getting a vaccine so that everybody else goes, okay, so they got it, so then it's good. Somebody I trust got it, so then I will get it. And they're thinking that that will make a difference. Yeah. So it sounded like a horrible idea from the outset.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I've said it to you, does it still sound like a horrible idea?
In that case, no. I mean, like, if it's going to help get people, you know, vaccinated, no. I think we need to be clear on our text line right now that this is not happening in Canada, okay?
No, this is Indonesia only.
This is Indonesia.
We don't need any Trudeau or Doug Ford hate.
No,
it's not happening.
No.
It's sad that it has come to this, but it's not.